And welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to Chimp Out Radio. It's episode number 13. Yes, number 13. We'll explain a little more about that in a moment. And I am your co-host, Not Nice. And I'm joined once again by my esteemed co-host, Burman. And welcome once again, Burman, to Chimp Out Radio.
Hey, Not Nice. Hello, everybody. Our last show didn't work out so well, so we're putting on a quick show here just to make up for it.
Yeah. We'll go over to this real quick. I mean, if you know what happened, then you know. But in case you don't, our last episode, number 12, was supposed to be, it was a two-hour live episode. Blog Talk Radio, the host of the show, had some technical difficulties. The show sounded like shit. There was no recorded archive of the show. So it's a lost show.
Yeah.
Plain and simple. But that's okay. Quite frankly, you didn't miss much. But, we are trying to put something out here a little, maybe earlier than we were expecting, just to kind of fill the gap and give you guys something to listen to in the interim. So that being said, Burman, I believe we have some news stories to talk about tonight. We got a cornucopia of TNB, as we usually do.
Oh, yeah.
Not that that's ever in any short supply.
No.
But then once again, true to form, I am inebriated for the show, so no change there. came back from the bar about an hour ago. I left because people there were annoying the fuck out of me. I'm not the kind of guy who enjoys small talk all that much, so the people next to me were annoying the shit out of me, so I figure after four whiskey and cokes, I have to leave, and you know what? This is much more enjoyable, actually. Just enjoying some quality time with the fine folks in Chimp Out. And I still have booze here, so we're good.
It's always good.
Absolutely.
I ran out of booze last night, so I'm being a good boy tonight. Not that I want to be a good boy, but, sometimes it ends up that way.
Well, not intentionally, but hey, whatever. Sometimes you gotta give your system a little break, though, so that's not bad.
Yeah, my liver's been begging me to take a break.
Enough of my personal issues. Burman, I know you have some news stories lined up for us, as you always do. Thank you for gathering these up, because some of the ones we got tonight are a real hoot, but TNB usually is. So what are we starting off with tonight?
Okay, we're starting off with more KFC drama. Niggers will get their handouts after all. See, Oprah Winfrey, Queen Nigger Bitch herself, she went on her show or something and said, on my website you can download a coupon for a free KFC two-piece meal. And ends up the niggers just swarmed into KFC. Let me just read you the story. KFC to mail out rain checks for Oprah Chicken Freebie. It seems that you can have your chicken and eat it too, a little later than expected. After hordes of hungry niggers were turned away from KFC outlets across the country earlier this week. Oh, fuck, this is funny. The fast food chain is now sending out rain checks to appease the jigaboos. On Tuesday, Oprah Winfrey announced on her show that coupons for free Kentucky Fried Grilled Chicken would be available on her website. But the demand was so overwhelming that KFC could not accommodate every nigger in the country. Traffic near a KFC in Greensboro, North Carolina, go figure, created such a nigger stench hazard on Wednesday that the police ended up blocking access to the restaurant. And in New York City and elsewhere, whining niggers chimped out. According to KFC, the company has never had such a response to a special meal offer. It's unprecedented in our more than 50 years, said KFC spokeswoman Laurie Shalhoub, told the Associated Press, it beats anything we've ever done. Duh! If you're going to give out free chicken, you got to expect a chimp out. I mean, niggers will kill over a piece of chicken. Yes. Literally. And we've read countless stories over like a nigger killing another nigger over a piece of chicken or a piece of barbecued rib. So, you know, it really comes as no surprise to me that the niggers would chimp out like that.
I don't know what it is about niggers chimping out about food, you know, over food. I mean, and as you said, these stories are fairly common. I mean, not just with chicken and barbecue and other stereotypical nigger foods, but I remember reading a story on the forum about a nigger killing another nigger over a hamburger. You know, they just, I mean, they're like wild apes. I mean, it's like they see another monkey taking their food, they go into attack mode and they start clawing and punching and shooting.
Throwing feces and getting their 9mm out and shooting at each other. You know, it's just the way niggers are. And if you've listened to the show and read the forums enough, you already know this.
Yeah. And this KFC thing, I mean, I don't understand why these restaurant chains keep doing these promotions, giving out free food, because that's like a nigger magnet. And if you have niggers swarming your restaurants, that's going to drive away customers who would actually pay for your food, you know, meaning non-niggers. I mean, let's look at just the recent past. Denny's, they had the free breakfast day a few months ago. And what happened? Denny's were overrun with stampedes of niggers.
Yeah, they were closing restaurants at like 10 a.m. because they ran out of food.
I mean, niggers were just flocking to these Denny's to get their fucking $2 plate of eggs and bacon, and they were even niggers going in there like 2 days later demanding their free breakfast because they couldn't make it there. That, you know, it was a weekday morning when they had the promotion, so they were coming. There were niggers coming in there on the week and saying, "Where my free breakfast and shit? I couldn't come here because I was in court." And that's actually
what you're talking about. What you talking about? You can't be giving me my chicken.
And then it did, yeah, exactly. Then we go to the chicken. Popeyes had their promotion a couple weeks ago where they didn't even, it wasn't even free. It was like 8 pieces of shitty ass, just low quality, unedible chicken.
Bioengineered.
Yeah, I mean, chicken from God knows where. Just probably the dregs of, you know, chicken that Popeyes just couldn't use, that they couldn't actually sell at regular price. So they decided to just throw a bunch of this garbage into a basket and sell it for $5. And, you know, niggers were coming from all over the country, driving for hundreds of miles for this garbage and just wreaking havoc at all these Popeyes restaurants, trying to get their chicken, which again, it wasn't even free. It was $5. So you save what? Just to save $2 in chicken, you know, you take a day off work and you drive 200 miles to your nearest Popeyes. But that's what niggers do. And then KFC had their promotion a few days ago that you just talked about, Burman, where they were giving away some of their new Kentucky Grill chicken. I think that's what the promotion was. And Oprah, you know, was giving away coupons on the internet or some horseshit.
And to make things even worse, they scheduled this little promotion with the grilled chicken towards the beginning of the month.
Yeah.
You know, like check day 1st and 15th. So it's close to check day, and the niggers still have some money left over from when they were, like, buying crack and whatever. And they show up at KFC for their free chicken, and maybe hopefully they thought, you know, maybe they'll buy an extra side or something, you know. But, you know, niggers, they're not going to pay extra for anything.
And the thing is,
25-inch wheels or a big stereo system.
I'm sure many of them didn't even realize the chicken was grilled, not fried.
Yeah.
So imagine their disappointment when they got to KFC and actually were handed something that was marginally healthy. They must have been furious. But then again, it was free. I've long been a subscriber to the theory that, you know, you could take a piece of dog shit and say, "Hey, here's some free stuff," and niggers will come and take it from you because it's free. I mean, I could squat down here and take a fucking dump right on my carpet, roll it around and breadcrumbs, and, you know, throw some salt and pepper on it, fry it, put a stand outside and say, "Hey, got some free shit here." Literally, just like that, free shit. And there'd be niggers lined up around the block. to get
tell
it.
them it's like chitlins or something. They'd go for it.
Yes.
Chitlins kind of looks like shit.
Right. Well, chitlins, if I understand right, chitlins are big intestines that in many cases do still have shit in them. So what's the difference? But as long as it's free, you know, as long as they think they're getting something for nothing, they're all over it. I mean, I could be out taste ring niggers, and if I tell them, hey, get your free taste rings right here, they'll be all over it. Hey, I want to be next and shit.
This is a rich subject, but we gotta move on, really.
Yeah. We don't want to take up the whole show with this. We
could. Yeah, we could talk about this the whole show, but moving right along, Italy has done something really good recently in the last few days. Italy is shipping niggers back to Libya. Yes, that's right, folks. A bunch of niggers hopped on a boat and, you know, seeking solitude, or seeking...
They were seeking asylum, right?
Asylum, yeah. They were seeking asylum in Italy, and Italians just look at them and said, fuck you, niggers. We're putting your asses back on a boat and shipping you back to Libya. Apparently, this is because Libya and Italy don't have a Geneva Convention agreement, and it's all over that. And of course, the United Nations is outraged. How dare you turn those niggers back? I mean, round of applause for Italy. I mean, we salute you, Italy, for finally doing the right thing.
Well, yeah, Italy, Italians don't give a shit about niggers. I mean, they are one of the few countries in Western Europe that they just don't tolerate illegal nigger immigrants, and they make the niggers' lives a pain in the ass. The ones that do make it into Italy, and they deport them back to Africa routinely. This is also true of Spain, by the way. I think they deserve some credit too. The Spanish and the Italians.
Yeah, they're pretty good about that, too.
You know, they don't want to hear any of this nigger whine. You know, they don't want these savages running around their countries wrecking everything. And I wish the governments of countries like, say, the United Kingdom, Sweden, and France would take, learn from this example.
Even Poland is doing that now. They're turning niggers back. They're saying, get the fuck out of our country.
Well, see, the Eastern European countries, it's not as much of a surprise because... after having been behind the Iron Curtain for many decades, they never came in contact with niggers because niggers were never allowed in. And after these countries democratized and opened up to the rest of the world, well, guess what? Their attitudes towards niggers never changed. So they are among the most anti-nigger countries in all of Europe. We're talking about Poland, the Ukraine, Russia, of course, Czech Republic. They don't want any of these niggers. Now, the Western European countries, not all of them, of course, but some of them, unfortunately, through decades of, pro-nigger propaganda have allowed things to get out of control. But thankfully, the Italians are still sticking to their guns and sending the niggers back. However, with these niggers getting sent back to Libya, I mean, what happens then? I mean, do we know what the next step in the process is? I mean, what does Gaddafi have to say about all this?
Most likely, you know how the Arabs are, they're sure. Especially the ones in Northern Africa, they're pretty damn tough, mean, non-PC people. They don't give a fuck who and what thinks about them. I'll read a little bit from the story here. Italy rejected Friday criticism by the UN High Commissioner for Refugees of its operation to return to Libya boat people picked off from its shores by Italian vessels. In what Italian Interior Minister Roberto Maroni hailed as a historic day in the fight against illegal immigration, three Italian Navy launches ferried 227 boat niggers into the port of Tripoli Thursday. And they're just basically going to let the Libyans worry about it. And I can guarantee you that the Libyans aren't going to take shit from these niggers, and they're going to enslave them and do what they do best and make their lives miserable because, you know, I can see this. You know, a lot of these European countries are just getting sick of the nigger shines. And I don't blame them.
Yeah, and the Arab North African countries, I'm sure, cannot be happy about all this going on because, well, a lot of these Negro illegals, they are from sub-Saharan Africa, and they go through North Africa, through Arab North Africa, to get to Europe. And as you mentioned, Birdman, these Arabs, they don't give a shit about niggers. They don't want them around either.
They don't want to have anything to do with them, but if they're going to be in a Northern African Arab country, they're going to be slaves. Either that, or they're going to be bums on the street, or killed, or what have you. I mean,
Well,
these countries really have no sympathy for nigger wine. And it's
these
good to hear that Italy doesn't have sympathy either.
that's good. And to be fair, these days, I mean, slavery, even of niggers, is no longer legal in any North African country. So most likely, these niggers will simply be deported, or their lives will be made such a living hell that they'll have to leave. And it's interesting we talk about this now because I was recently going over some statistics. I was comparing sort of overall quality of life in North Africa versus Nigger sub-Saharan Africa. And I mean Africa has two continents really, because the differences are striking. I mean, life expectancy alone is at least 20 to 25 years higher in North Africa. I mean, economic indicators are radically higher in North Africa. The levels of healthcare, education, I mean, the AIDS rate in North Africa compared to South Saharan Africa, there it's like 20% lower. I mean, AIDS is almost unknown in North Africa. But if you go to Southern Africa, for example, it's like a third of the population has AIDS. So I mean, if you want to see a real life contrast of niggers versus humans, just look at Africa. Compare the area above the Sahara to the area below it, and it'll be right there, you know.
Of course, it's so much different. It's like night and day.
Absolutely. But and again, though, kudos to Italy for just not caving into the PC bullshit and just taking these stupid ass niggers and shipping them back to where they came from. And well, not quite. They're shipping back to North Africa. Hopefully, the North Africans will, take over the relay and just relay the niggers' asses back to
Yeah.
below the Sahara Desert.
Whatever African hellhole they happen to come from. But
Yep.
speaking of sub-Saharan Africa, we move on to Botswana, and they are trying to fight AIDS. I guess it's a big problem in Botswana, as it every sub-Saharan African country. Gaborone, Botswana, which is one of the world's highest HIV infection rates, has launched a scheme to circumcise nearly 500,000 niggers to curb the spread of disease, the health ministry said Thursday. The country hopes to circumcise 460,000 wogs over the next 5 years after a series of studies found that circumcised men were 2 to 3 times less likely to contract HIV, said Janet Mwambabona, a public health specialist. Yeah, I'm sure she has the big voodoo robe on and a big high cylindrical hat on.
There's a couple of lip plates there too.
Yeah, she probably has a third grade education, but contrasting with the rest of the niggers in that country, she's pretty smart. For the public health benefits of this preventive effect of circumcision to be realized, the Ministry of Health is supposed to cover 80% of eligible males in Botswana. Well, the problem really isn't eligible males passing it on to females. They keep mud dicking each other men, and that's how they get it, and that's how it spreads. I mean, we've said it many times before. If a nigger's horny, he'll fuck the side of a tree if it has a hole in it.
Oh yeah, these niggers are just wasting their time circumcising all these bucks. I mean, I don't think they understand, that AIDS has spread so much in their country because niggers just can't keep their shit in their pants.
Yeah, pretty much.
I mean, it doesn't matter if you're circumcised or not. If you're fucking everything that moves and even things that don't move, then the AIDS is gonna spread. It doesn't matter how circumcised they are. I mean, if they want to take it a step further and just cut off all their dicks, then maybe we'll get somewhere. But this is sort of a half-assed measure.
Well, instead they should run a campaign it's more direct. They just say, don't put your my dick in that and you won't get AIDS. I mean, it's simple. Even a nigger could understand it. I doubt they could get over their urges, though. But
yeah, they
will. It would probably be more effective.
Well, nothing's worked so far. I mean, abstinence in Uganda and handing out condoms in South Africa, and now they're gonna circumcise niggers in Botswana, and that ain't gonna work either because the problem is just very fundamental. Niggers just don't know how to take any kind of precautions. They don't understand what AIDS is. They don't understand how it spreads or how it works. To them, it's all some kind of white man's juju. And they probably think it's all witchcraft or something. They don't understand how germs or viruses spread from person to person, that microbes lift in your bodily fluids. To them, this is all witchcraft.
Yeah. Yeah, like raping infants to cure your AIDS and various other techniques that they've tried to use over the years. It's just not working. And I think the only cure for AIDS is, one, either get rid of all the niggers, or B, cut their dicks off at birth. That's the only way.
Yeah, I mean, as far as I'm concerned, you want to get rid of AIDS in Africa, you're going to have to get rid of niggers in Africa. So, I mean, I don't know, a couple of nukes might do the job, otherwise there's going to be AIDS. But hey, as long as humans just stay out of Africa and make sure niggers don't get out of Africa, we should be okay, but of course, that's not happening.
No.
But we have to take a break here, so we've got to take a quick musical break. And when we come back, we'll have a guest joining us. He is an infamous member of our forum, and he's been with us before, so he's actually a repeat guest. So we'll have him on here in a moment. Just stay with us. You're listening to Chimp Out Radio.
My boat, an old banjo lip. Banjo was my guide, an old colored fella. He wasn't very dark, he was a high stepping yeller. So we launched my boat, and I cranked my motor. And up to my nose came a terrible odor. I looked all around, trying to find something dead. But it was Banjo with his arm up, scratching his head. Some niggers never die, they just smell that way. Now the more he'd scratch, the more he'd sweat. And I'm here to say he was a choking me to death. So we loaded up, I just couldn't go on. And I coughed and I gagged all the way home. When I dropped him off, I was next to dying. My nose was a-running, and my eyes were a-crying. The smell scorched the hair right out of my nose. When I got home, I had to burn all my clothes. Some niggers never die. They just smell that way. I recuperated quick. I was thankful for that. I was only in bed for a week and a half. Very first day I was up on my feet, I went to the supermarket down the street. I shopped all around and I filled out my order. My groceries were bagged by a fat nigger porter. The air conditioner was broken, I was ferocious, 'cause it was hot and that nigger was a sweating on my groceries. Some niggers never die. Ceiling I stare. I could have whipped that nigger, except he used germ warfare. So from now on I'll carry a long, long stick. 'Cause if I can keep from the smell, I'll have them licked. Some niggers never die. They just smell that way.
And we're back, folks, with Chimp Out Radio. Thank you for staying with us. And now we're going to bring in our special guest for this show. He is a member of the forum, who I'm sure you're all familiar with, although probably not in a positive way, because he troubles and disturbs us very often with the fucked upness of his posts. But you know what? That's part of his charm, and I don't want him to change. Black Metal 84, welcome to Chimp Out Radio once again.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Doing great. How are you tonight?
I'm all right. You guys drunk enough? Is this going to be this good radio show? You guys got to keep drinking that swill down. I know Nutknife needs all the red wine possible for his health.
I'm being a good boy tonight, actually. I ran out of booze last night, so I'm kind of winging it here.
Yeah, well, sure enough, yes, I am drunk enough. Well, not quite, but I'm getting there. I was at the bar earlier tonight, had about 5 drinks, and I got run off by some annoying yuppies, but I just transferred the drink in here to the show, so here I am, and hopefully you are joining us, or joining me for drinks here. If not, that's okay. I guess I'll be the only drunk here, but that's fine. I'm used to that. Not really. But, well, Black Metal, you live up in the Michigan, and we understand you work. Well, as we all know, you work at a shoe store, the mall, and you often have some very amusing and very popular tales of hilarious, rampaging TNB that you share with us on the forum, and you have had some more TNB that you have experienced recently. That I'd like you, if you would, share with us tonight. What's your latest Al Bundy shoe story?
Well, the latest Al Bundy shoe story, which is number 21, which is 21 stories. It's awful. It's just getting out of hand. It's gotten to the point where Al will only post the best of what I see, because there's TNB all around, no matter what now. But today, I had, as I like to call, an aggregate of sows come in, ooking and keeking over all of the fancy shoes that they won't pay for, but they'll go buy a $300 pair of Jordans for their niglet or whatever. So
Jordan's up to $300 now.
I don't know how much they are. They are expensive, though. They are not under 100. That's for damn sure.
Well, they never were. Even back in the 80s, I remember these fucking shoes were over $100 for a pair.
Oh, my store sells pretty upscale footwear. It's at least $100. Some of it is actually close to, if not $300. And that's not cheap even for, you know, your regular Joe. All right, so they come in there, this sow, the head of the pack, starts ripping off the wall all the sandals that she could possibly fit into her meat hooks, and comes up to the counter. I was just finishing up ringing up a customer. So unfortunately, I got stuck with it. I didn't really have a choice. So she had about 6 pairs. I go back there. I grab 3 of them, and then, as I like to call, clerk out the other pairs by just saying we didn't have their size or anything close to it. A very good tactic, mind you. But I actually posted the picture in the thread of the sandal that she tried to jam onto her foot. Mind you, the length would have been okay if the top of the foot wasn't so massive and fat, and it wasn't as wide as, you know, like your basic three hole punch.
See, from what I've read of your stories, Black Metal, most of these nigger whores that go into your store have feet, you know, about the width of a snow tire. So, do you stock any shoes that would fit them at all?
Not usually, actually. That's not just, you know, me not trying. It just doesn't happen.
Well, yeah, I guess you don't run a feed store, so you wouldn't have anything that would feed these animals.
Yeah, pretty much. A long time ago, I don't remember what happened to those threads. It's probably buried in there, but it's still there. I did a comparison between human feet and nigger feet, and they are by far extremely different. Nigger feet are always wider, always have a higher fat top of the foot, and their toes are always really just fucked. There's always something wrong with that I can't even begin to explain. And my favorite part is the white bottom feet. The fact that even their feet hate them and would rather be white.
These aren't feet, really. These are hooves. And since niggers have been basically barefoot up until about 100 years ago, it's no big surprise that their feet are different, because humans have pretty much been wearing shoes for the last 1,000 years at least. And, you know, it just, as usual, it takes niggers longer to catch up with the rest of the world. And these fat sheboons, I mean, 300 pounds being the average weight, I mean, it has to bear down a lot of pressure on those hooves. So they spread out like a...
Well, yeah, you have this big, this huge, just wide black pancake staring you in the face there. You know, what do you put on it? Now, Black Metal, have you ever tried maybe nailing horseshoes onto their feet?
That would be a good idea, considering it would save a lot of time. It would save also a lot of shoes from being stretched out.
While you're at it, just to brand it with a hot iron.
I don't want control of them. Jesus Christ, someone else can brand them. Get rid of those cells.
Well, hey, I mean, I think it would be a good idea just to sort of keep control and keep track of their populations. Just brand them. Yeah, like in the ass or something, with like an insignia identifying the housing project where they live. That way, if they get lost, you know where to return them to.
That is a good idea.
Yeah, in the meantime, put barbed wire, razor wire fence around these housing projects to keep them intact. Well, you know, we'll be nice about it. We'll throw over buckets of chicken over the wall so they can eat. And, you know, they have to deal with cleaning up their own shit, though, because we're not going to deal with that. But, you know, we humans, we're nice enough. We can throw buckets of chicken over there occasionally so they can have something to eat. And just as long as they stay within the razor wire, and we could put a couple of armed guards in guard towers at every housing project in the country, and, you know, that would actually work.
Yeah, I think so. Although I would throw over the fans maybe not a bucket of chicken, but a bucket of live grenades, but that's just whatever works. I mean, I've seen those nigger projects in Brooklyn. You know, I used to live in New York City, and those things are, you know, you walk by them, and all of a sudden you get an idea of what it must have been like to walk by a Nazi concentration camp, because those places are about as pleasant looking as a goddamn death camp, and that's all that's there, death, because where you have niggers, you have death and ruination and stagnation.
I guess the only difference between a housing project and a death camp is the niggers are pretty well fed.
Well, yeah. Unfortunately, there's not nearly enough of them actually dying, so it's not quite a death camp. I wish it was, because if niggers were sent there to die, then I'd be fine with me.
On Detroit, you can go through. There's actually quite a few nice areas surrounding Detroit, really upscale. A lot of rich whiteys living there. You can go, you know, down through that city, and maybe one block into Detroit, and it's just hell. It's like right across the street. It's just hell.
It looks like Rwanda.
Yeah, pretty much. It's mini Africa in southeastern Michigan.
Yep.
Good God. That's got to be just a frightening picture. Real pity. So Detroit used to be one of the premier cities of the United States. And just like so many other great cities like St. Louis or East St. Louis or Camden, they've been turned into essentially war zones by nigger migration.
Mm-hmm. It's a combination of nigger migration and the whites getting the hell out because they didn't want to live with the niggers.
Oh, nobody does.
It's funny how niggers want to live with humans, but humans don't want to live with niggers. They follow us around everywhere. It's like a rabid puppy dog or something.
And now there are some situations where it's been the opposite. Some bright spots, if you will, where, for example, in Compton, Southern California, the Los Angeles area, where Compton used to be a traditionally nigger town, and now the Mexicans have moved in and pushed the niggers out, and they've been uncompromising and basically telling the niggers, hey, you're gonna have to leave, and they've been killing niggers, at a rate that's really admirable. And I'm not a huge fan of Mexican gangbangers, but as long as they're killing niggers, look.
Yeah.
There's no way I can be opposed to that. So they
A lot of them come up from Mexico trying to find a job anyways. You know, there are Mexican gangbangers and a lot of them.
And here's the thing. Compton, which has always been a shithole, now that the Mexicans are pushing out the niggers and Compton is becoming a majority Mexican township or municipality, Compton's economy has been improving dramatically.
Yeah.
You know, like all the economic indicators have been going through the roof. And guess what that is?
So, anytime, I mean, you remove niggers from any part of the country. If you were to take all the niggers out of Detroit, in a matter of 5 years, Detroit would be a boom town again.
Yeah, seriously, I could take, say if I was God, which I think I should be, but I'm not. But if I really was, let's say I took all the niggers, just magically took them out of Detroit and replaced the entire population of Detroit. Just took all the niggers out and instead put in their place, got, I don't know, Vietnamese villagers who didn't speak a word of English. The town would be a million times better. It'd be a paradise in comparison.
Yeah.
Amazing how people from other countries who don't have English as their native language, who are uneducated, who come thousands of miles away, and they can come here and within one or two generations be successful and make a living and work hard and make their communities better. And yet niggers who have been in this country for how long? What, 300 years? 400?
Yeah, something like that.
Somewhere around that.
Yeah, they still can't hack it. So makes you think. I mean, and even the most diehard liberal out there listening to this should think about this. Why is this? Is this all racism? Look, a lot of immigrants in this country have to face racism, but they still get ahead. Why can't the niggers do it? Because they're inferior.
Well, around my area, I'm about, depending on where you go, I'm about two cities, maybe one city away from Detroit, which is about as far as I'm going for location-wise. But
yeah.
It's like I can go where I work is a nice city a few towns over, and the niggers will travel in their who rides all the way out to that city, you know, at least 25-30 miles away, even though there's another shopping complex within 10 miles if not less of Detroit, but they have to come out to rich whitey town.
Oh, yeah. They have to go out of their way to ruin other people's places.
Lordy, I be nigger rich and shit. I got this money. I go spend it at whitey town.
Yeah, they'll go spend it at whitey town, and then 5 days later, they'll come and return it after they've worn it.
Yeah, I forgot all about that.
Happens every time.
I'm sure, working in a shoe store, I'm sure you've run into a couple niggers where they wear the shoes for like a month and the soles are worn down because they're so fat and heavy, and they come back, yo, I got to return these shoes and shit because they ain't no good. See, look at the soles here. They're falling apart, man. They're falling apart. Have you ever ran into such a problem where the shoes are obviously so worn they're beyond recognition, and they try to return them anyways?
Oh, yes. Well, since it's, you know, like many other places, 30-day return policy, they will wait till the last day to come in after wearing them for God knows how long, trashing the shit out of them, and then say they weren't comfortable or they didn't work or they didn't like them, and then want to return it.
Well, they get a new pair of Jordans for a couple $100 and they wear them in front of their homeboys for like 27 days. And finally, when the end of the month's rolling around and they're getting desperate for money, they try to go back and get their money back so they can get like some crack money or Colt 45 money.
Exactly.
Oh, Lordy. Well, listen, guys, there's one more thing I definitely want to talk about before we wrap the show up. Berman, I believe you had mentioned during the break there is some kind of nigger circus that's coming to D.C.
I'll read off the story, but during the break when we brought Black Metal on, he seems to know a little bit about this too. I'll read the story. The circus is coming to town. A nigger circus is coming to D.C. Wonder if it's any coincidence that a nigger circus is so cutely called Universal, S-U-O-U-L, Circus. It's coming to D.C. the same weekend as the government-funded circus, the White House Correspondents' Dinner. You might think the latter would be a serious event for the news media who would cover the White House and the head nigger in charge, and maybe some fluff journalists like People magazine editors who deem the first Horrilla one of the 100 most beautiful people gag. But apparently it's a big Hollywood nigger lover circus. The media just can't stop talking about all the A-list celebrities who will be in town for yet another big Obama, I love me some me party on our nickel. Gee, all this time I thought it was the media event, not the media circus. Even the media was getting a little cautious about making a big deal about it. This was written by one of our members, Oprah. This was an article, actually. But New York Times is boycotting the event. Times execs say the dinner is too oriented to currying favor with big shots and gives a bad impression of the media cozying up to administration insiders. This line of criticism is sure to increase as the guest list gets more attention. So all these A-list celebrities are going to D.C. to see a bunch of monkeys running around and, you know, beating their chest and loving up on Obama. I mean, you know about this universal thing, or universal thing there, Black Metal. It's quite a regular occurrence in Detroit, isn't it?
Yes, it is a regular occurrence in Detroit. They absolutely love it. It is usually pretty much sold out. I don't know where they're getting the money from, because it's not cheap. And if I am correct, the original tagline was "Hip Hop Under the Big Top."
Oh boy!
Now, this brings in a lot of nigger revenue, and the city, you know, the streets of Detroit are filled with, you know, the worst of the worst, including the performers for said circus, if you will. And there's usually always some sort of story where somebody got shot, somebody got robbed at this event, always. Well, another good tidbit that I had found about it recently, because I was trying to find out things on lots of nigger culture, if you will, that like to come to Detroit. Like, they have all kinds of fucking nigger-loving shit. Because they have the African-American Museum, the Motown Museum, shit like that. So, at least once or twice a year, that Universal Circus has been fined, sued, and all kinds of stuff because they let their animals basically run loose.
Like all the time.
Now you're talking about non-nigger animals.
Yes. Well, you know, sorry, I should say actual animals. Yeah. They didn't put up enough barrier between the public and, you know, the circus animals. I should really make more of a distinction here. The elephants, I'm sorry.
Well, niggers can't handle friggin' pit bulls, much less elephants and lions, so this is not exactly surprising.
I'm sure they've, you know, if niggers are keeping lions, I'm sure they're feeding them the occasional boiled nigglet here and there, so.
Might as well, I guess.
Just to keep them aggressive, because you know how old niggers are. They like to have aggressive animals with them. They like to show off their pit bulls and their Rottweilers and how aggressive they are. Why not feed a nigglet to a lion here and there, you know, just to keep up their street cred, you know.
Now, I agree that, I mean, I hear the word circus, you know, and I hear nigger, so at first it sounds like a natural combination. Because niggers, if they belong anywhere, they belong in a circus, you know, in chains, you know, or in a cage as part of the sideshow. But this is apparently some sort of nigger-run circus. So, like, do they have maybe, what kind of show do they have? Do they have, like, a nigger in a trapeze? And, like, maybe he's in a trapeze eating a piece of fried chicken, or does the ringmaster come out, like, chugging down a bottle of King Cobra?
There's literal hip-hop clowns, and I'm not kidding you. There's hip-hop clowns.
As if the nigger's pants couldn't get bigger already, now they have clowns with bigger pants.
Is there any other kind of hip-hop nigger that's not a clown?
Yeah, they wear those bright colors, say, look at me, look at me! You know?
Do they make, like, balloon animals? Do they make, like a balloon pit bull and give it to the kids?
I mean, just think about it. It's mind-boggling. First of all, a nigger and a clown suit doing its rapping? What the hell? It's mind-boggling.
I'm wondering, is this kid-friendly rap, or is this, like, gangsta rap, are they talking about, like, Mud Dick and Yo Pussy, you know? You just gotta wonder about that kind of stuff.
On the advertisements, it's fun for the whole family.
Oh, I bet.
Some nigger Sal shows up with 10 nigglets and whatever man she happens to be with on that day. That's a nigger family right there.
So do you think at a concession stand, instead of selling circus peanuts, they just sell peanut butter? You know, just to keep a nigger theme?
I'm sure there's a lot of, like, barbecued ribs and chicken and maybe some pig's feet and hog maws and
they have some Mad Dog 2020 snow cones.
King Cobra slushies.
Kids love this shit!
If I can find a commercial with a link to it, I'll put it on that thread. You have to see it to believe it. There's so much TNB packed into, like, a 30-second spot. It's so horrible.
And I'm willing to bet, too, there's a fair share of human liberal douchebags that go up down there and pay the admission fee just to absorb all this so-called nigger culture.
Oh, yes. All the time.
I don't know, though. I would think most non-nigger liberals would be scared to death of being in a tent with a bunch of niggers.
It kind of looks like, you know, if you look at it, it kind of reminds you of, like, a cattle auction with all these cattle running about. Same thing in the niggers. There's a big tent up above, and there's a bunch of niggers running about, uncontrolled, of course.
Well, there you go. It's a circus, literally.
The Detroit Free Press always prints out a huge article on it whenever it's in town. They just love it. Love it. That,
we could go on and on about Detroit. I mean, God, I mean, that and Detroit and D.C. are probably two of the most nigger-fuxated areas in the country. And I really feel bad for you, black metal, living anywhere near that.
Yeah, that's
I mean, I'm all right for now. They haven't destroyed the completely, I should say, the border town yet.
Yeah.
Well, oh, excuse me. Well, black metal, appreciate you joining us tonight here for Chimp Out Radio. I'm afraid we're about out of time, but we'll sit tight here. Just stay with us here. We're going to go ahead and wrap up the show. Unless we have anything else that we absolutely need to get out, I think. If you have any announcements, I feel there's something we need to announce, but I can't seem to remember anything.
Yeah, we were planning on another live show, weren't we?
Yeah, that was it. Thank you for reminding me. I knew there was something we had to announce. We are doing another live show, hopefully by the end of this month, by the end of May, since our last live show got all fucked up, courtesy of Blog Talk Radio. We're going to do another one. I don't know if it'll be 2 hours long, but, you know, we'll do something. And I do want to announce, though, since our live show, our last live show got lost, basically, that Lady Coon Thrasher was our nigger trivia champion for that episode of Chimp Out Radio. And that Chimpo Side won the caption contest. Hikati, or Latrine, I should say, was on there to announce that, but I don't know how many people actually were able to catch that announcement. But we'll be back live within another couple of weeks or so. So make sure you keep checking the forum for news on that. And also, I announced this on the live show, but of course, you may not have heard it. The website I was hosting the pre-recorded episodes of this show, SwitchPod, is going to be going offline as of May 25th. However, we have arrangements made to host the shows on Chimp Out, on the site itself. So don't worry, the archives will still be available. Just look for them on chimpout.com. Other than that, I feel there's something else, but I can't remember it, so it must not have been important. yes, I just remembered. Before I forget, again, I know I said, a few months ago, whenever it was, we got kicked out of iTunes. However, we sort of inadvertently found a back door onto iTunes. And let me explain what I mean by that. When we do show some Blog Talk Radio, when, you know, that is when the website doesn't fuck up and actually records an archive version of the shows, whatever shows are an archive on Blog Talk Radio, you know, the live shows, they do end up on iTunes. Blog Talk Radio, or I should say Chimp Out on Blog Talk Radio, actually has a feed on iTunes.
So, oh, wow.
So our live shows, once they're done and once they're archived, unlike our last show, they will be on iTunes. So if you're on iTunes, you can just search for Chimp Out, and you should be able to find us on there. I tested this out. So after all, after iTunes' best efforts, we still are on iTunes. Not completely. You won't see our full archives on there, but whatever we do on Blog Talk Radio, such as, hopefully, our next live show, you will be able to listen to on iTunes. So I wanted to make sure you all knew that, and that's a great thing because that exposes us to a very wide audience. So there you go. There's some good news after all.
Well, you are quite familiar with the back door there, not nice, so I'm glad you found that.
Well, hey, you know, I am very well-versed in just getting around any way I can, and I experiment, and I try to find ways to get things done. If that involves some backdoor action, then hey, what I'm going to tell you is I do what I got to do. And believe me, as a fellow forum member, I do believe you do have some backdoor experience yourself, Black Metal, but, I'm not going to put you on the spot right now, but that's okay. And by saying that, I mean you know, you have some IT experience and you know how to deal with computers. That's all I'm saying. you know the back doors of the internet. That's how I do. But all that being said, let's go ahead and get us wrapped up because this is getting a little weird. Even by my standards, not really. But whatever, we're out of time anyway, so it doesn't matter. Thank you, Black Battle, for having joined us, I guess, for this episode of Chimpout Radio. Thanks for taking some time to be with us again. This is your second go around in this show. So thanks for coming around and ruining what would have always been a great show.
Well, you are welcome, you little faggot.
I'm not little, so thank you very much.
Well, that's not what Birdman said, but all right, we'll leave it at that.
That's fine. Those who know. So, well, speaking of which, Birdman, thank you for having joined me again for another great episode of Chimp Out.
Since we've evolved to this point, I think it's time to close up shop here for
tonight. I guess so. So, you know, if we're all getting uncomfortable, then okay, let's just go ahead and put an end to this. I'm sure most of our audience has tuned out by now. So now that the room is clear, let's go ahead and close out another wonderful episode of Chimp Out Radio. Thank you, all of you who listen to this show, who have listened not just to this episode, but to all of our shows who continue to support the show. And continue to give us a huge listenership, everything considered. We're up to about 15,000 downloads so far for our shows, plus whatever other downloads we haven't been able to keep track of. So thanks, everyone, for your support, as always. Continue to listen. Keep your eye on the forum, because we do have a live show coming up real soon, and we do hope you will call in and contribute, as you folks always do. The support for those live shows is always overwhelming. That's it, folks. Thank you for listening, and we'll catch you next time. So long.